Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's a member of the Felgren Mass Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, my old home. He's also co-host of Gasper and Murray. And his Twitter feed, as I like to call him, the oracle of all things low culture, Jim Murray. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Permission to board the mothership.
Permission granted.
I'm very flattered that I'm the first one that's going to be kicking off this segment. That was I'm listening to this. I was like, oh, this is the sweetest thing ever. So thank you.
Well, you're kind of the perfect ironic open for this because I don't know if – would you qualify yourself as a pessimist, a cynic, or a realist?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to pick one, it's eternal pessimist. That was the one part. And listening to your open, I was like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be like light and bright, and you're going with me? Oh, geez. Wrong guy.
No. But that's why I love you on social media and on the radio, because there is a bluntness to your realism, and you do not try to be flowery. And I wonder how many people you annoy or try to instigate you, or you instigate them on social media on a daily basis because of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair amount, and especially now with, you know, the seriousness of the world, which seems to get more serious by the minute, let alone the day. I've tried to gauge my social media interaction, which I know, you know, can be a little bit detrimental to your career and what you're actually trying to do and gain an audience, but right now, I don't know if it's the right time to kind of provoke and battle over nonsense as to whether or not you should put ketchup on a hot dog, you know? So I've tried to temper it a little bit here over the last few days, or at least week or so.
Yesterday, you had somebody ask, what would you tell somebody, a kid interested in going into broadcasting? And you said, do something else. There, that's the lesson. And of course, you had people say, don't you love your job? Don't you have so much fun? What's going on? And you're like, oh, okay, I guess I got to walk that one back as well. That was hysterical.
I did. It's funny. Yeah, so it's like, you know, we know each other enough that you knew it. That's exactly what happened, because I tweeted that, I think, around midnight when I'm transfixed by the news. And that stemmed from a tweet I put out earlier in the day. It's like, I just got to get out of my house. I'm going to drive. I don't know how long I'm going to drive. I'm just going to drive. I'm going to drive and put the windows down. I want to listen to a podcast or something. And this guy's recommendation, when I was asking for someone to suggest a podcast, he was like, yeah, why don't you teach the children? And initially, it's wanted to be like, you know, F them kids. But no, like, as I responded, like, I don't want people to think I don't like my job. I love the job. It's a great gig. I'm very lucky, as we all say in sports radio or anyone that works in this kind of goofy business time and again. We work in the toy store of life. Like, all right, we get it. So I didn't want anyone to think that I didn't like the gig. It's just, I'm a realist. I'm realist about it, the industry. And I've said it, it's what I tweeted for like the last 20 years, what I've always told anyone young trying to get into it. Like, it's not great, you know. It's increasingly shrinking business. You'll probably have to move a million different places. I mean, you know, DA, how many markets have you worked in before you landed with this sweet gig that you got now with a national audience? Like, it's tough, and you're not going to make a lot of money initially, if at all. So, I don't know. I my half joking go to for years has been, yeah, do something else that's more secure and more noble, and it will leave you feeling whole.
Jim Murray, my friend from 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, joins us here on the show. Your Twitter feed to me is fantastic because you have such hardline opinions on such goofiness. I mean, like, ketchup on a hot dog is absolutely a battle line for you, but so is – you know, the best hamburger in town. So is the worst rock album ever made. I mean, you have hard line stances on things and there is no negotiation. So how do you catalog all of these power rankings in your head of everything in life, TV, food, movies, sports, constantly?
I guess I'm just passionate about a lot of things. and I'm proud of that. Like in that, maybe not in how hard line I am about my stances on certain things, but I'm proud of the fact I feel like I'm well-rounded, you know, like, and not to blow smoke up, you know, your caboose. It's the same, like you're the same type of dude. Like, it's not like you're obviously passionate and knowledgeable about sports, but you know, you have a well-rounded show, you know, about a lot of things and you have people that work with you like Mraz that know a lot of things and are passionate about a lot of things and food. And so, you know, like I've always been that kind of guy. I think that makes me a better host. And I just, for me, that's just how it works. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm into, whether it's music, food, entertainment, movies, you know, all the other type of nonsense.
But you also have an ability to immediately rank them in your head. I mean, I don't imagine you're jotting down on the back of a napkin, okay, here's my top five rock albums. Oh, I didn't consider this guy. Let me go on to Wikipedia. I don't think a lot of people have that ability because when you rank things, it feels like it is all stored in your head and easy to access at any given point in time. Is that the way that it's working?
Yeah, it is. I'm like a walking entertainment weekly list. Like I list. I love lists. I've always loved lists. So it's sick. And this is nothing to be proud of, DA. Like these things are, they're in my head and how I feel about them and how I rank them. And like, I have like running top five lists of pretty much everything that I'm into. But if you ask me what my sister's birthdays are, I have to look at a calendar. Like it's no, and that's so terrible, but it's true. Like my sisters, my nieces, like people, like outside of my wife and my dad, I don't know people's birthdays. Like it's so bad. It's so, so bad. But you know, you want me to tell you, you know, what are my favorite songs from Physical Graffiti, you know, like 1 to 3, or top five hair metal albums of all time, five best burgers in Boston, like bang, I can give you that, you know, immediately. But my sister Joanna's birthday, now like, oh, hold on, let me look that up and then I'll tell you.
So somebody asked you about ketchup on hot dogs the other day and whether that's just for children. And you said, we've been over this in the past. Yes, you're a child if you put ketchup on your hot dog. Mustard, relish, onions, or plain or chili. That's it. And this incites a lot of animosity on your Twitter feed. Can you believe how many people demand for you to accept them for who they are because they have ketchup on their hot dogs?
No, because that's Twitter. As you know, dude, you could write all you could write, especially now, as you know, everything is just a powder keg. You could write the word "the" and tweet it, and someone's gonna be mad. Like you didn't capitalize it. What else? What do you have to say? Is that your favorite word? Like, it's going to be, people just want to be mad on Twitter more than any other place. I initially liked it and deleted Facebook well over 10 years ago. I always felt like I was at the forefront of deleting Facebook. And I was like, oh, Twitter, 140 characters. It's limited. It's who's funnier faster. That's how it was initially. And now it's worse than Facebook. And I don't even know why I'm there anymore, but I am because I'm part of the problem.
Jim Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. You were asked also about your thoughts on boneless wings, and your thoughts were, again, a very hard-line stance. Boneless wings are fine on their own, but if you're going to say they actually taste better than bone-in, especially the flats, then your mouth isn't working correctly, or you're just an idiot. Either that, or you're just lazy, or don't want to get dirty. Again, these are combative hardline stances on whether boneless wings are tastier than bone-in wings.
And this is something that bugs me because I think it's such a distinct north of the Mason-Dixon line thing that people are like, no, boneless are better. They're easier. Your audience, excuse me, your audience in the South, anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon, gets this. It's always flat. You can go to places. You can order flats instead of drummies. The meat's better. It's juicier. They're easier to dip. And people in the South prefer the bone in. And having lived down there for a little bit, like, I learned that. Like, look, it's all good. I'm not going to pretend that, like, boneless fried chicken's a bad time. It's fun. It's good. It's tasty. It's just tastier on the bone. Any meat is tastier on the bone. That's just science. But if you live in the South and people in the South know, like, you prefer the bone-in wing. So I learned that down there. And since I've returned back to the Northeast, I've tried to tell the people and tell restaurants, and some friends of mine that are restaurant owners, you should have the ability to order flat only. And they've told me it's a giant pain in the ass to do that. Nobody cares as much as you do, so shut up about it. But yeah, that wing thing, that tweet proves it. Like, that wing thing, I'm extremely passionate about. Like, I just don't understand how people don't get it. Like, the flats are better, they're tastier. You just don't want to get your hands greasy and get the stuff all over you. Like, stop being a pain in the ass about it. Just eat the bone in wings. They're better. You know it.
Do you feel like there's any good TV on these days, or is the classic TV all done with? Are we out of that era now?
I mean, I don't know if I don't even want to say I don't know. I know we're never going to get another sitcom like Seinfeld or even Parks and Rec. I mean, even just the stuff that some of the jokes that were in some of those shows, and Parks and Rec, what, a decade old or whatever? Like, you can't get away with half of that stuff anymore. So I think the days of the great sitcom might be over. But great TV, like, I like a lot of trash TV. My wife and I are obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. So I think that's good. Like, I think if you're into trash TV, this is the golden age of trash TV. I'm not into the Kardashians and, like, Real Housewives. She is, but those... The 90 Day Fiancé and all their offshoots on TLC, and there's like a million of them. Oh, I'm obsessed with them because it's just like, it's just one loser after another. I just can't get enough of it.
You oftentimes say the 90s were the last great decade. We just watched a 10-part series, 10 hours on the 90s when it came to The Last Dance of the Chicago Bulls. Why was the 90s the last great decade?
Best music. I think it's the height of hip-hop and rap, for sure. I mean, I think that is proven during the Last Dance of the music that was used in that 10-part series. If nothing else, I thought that might have been the most impressive part of it. The fashion, the shows that we got out of it, I know I sound like an old. I now am an old. I'm in my 40s. But I'm so nostalgic for that decade. And yeah, I mean, were there bad things that came out of it? Obviously, whether it was, the riots in L.A. in 92, the bombing of the Trade Center in 93. I mean, we all know, like, there were horrible things that happened in the 90s, Columbine in 99 and things like that. It's just, I'll always have a special part, a place in my heart for that decade. It just felt like everything was a little more light. I know, people, again, you can't bring up any kind of politician. Like, well, he was a bad guy. Like, the Clinton years, did anyone truly, like, have a terrible time during the Clinton years as a whole? Again, there were bad things that happened, but I don't know. I loved that time so much. It just felt like everything was a little bit more carefree.
Jim Murray joins us for 98.5 The Sports, one of my favorite people in sports. So being in Boston, has there been a bit of a sea change on Tom Brady? I mean, it felt like as of February 1, the city absolutely still loved Tom Brady. And as of like March 15th and April 1, it was, we can't stand this guy anymore.
Yeah, there was a sea change with that first picture that showed up in the Tampa Bay, I think it was the Tampa Bay Times, right, of him practicing, and he had the old creamsicle Bucks uni on, or the practice jersey on, and that's where it was like, oh, now you're going to, like, do OTAs, and you're going to put in extra work, which he hadn't done here the last couple of years. I didn't care. I actually kind of thought it was funny, because I'm more Tom over team, and have been that way over the last, like, 5 years. I think he's been the more important piece. That's no real knock on Belichick. I understand how much he means and how important he is, and he's the greatest coach ever, but I just didn't really like how he handled this whole situation. I felt like he wanted to move on after he drafted Garoppolo, so I can understand why Brady got a little diva-ish and Dan Marino-ish at the end here, and I still think he has something left in the tank, and they kind of did him dirty and pushed him out, and especially after he won that MVP the year that they lost the Eagles in the Super Bowl, like that incentive-laden contract they put in front of him, I thought was just straight-up insulting, so I can understand why he was pissed. So when I saw the photos, I'm like, good, he's reinvigorated. This is what I wanted. Because after last season, the way it played out, that's what I wanted. A reinvigorated Tom, a reinvigorated Bill, and let's see how it plays out without each other. But boy, people saw that. It's like, oh, now he's going to try. Now he cares. Oh, you did us dirty. It's one of the great and terrible things about Boston and New England as a whole. It's so provincial. Like, it's part of our charm, but it's also maybe our biggest flaw. Like, oh, you left us, and now you did us dirty. Like, you forgot where you came from. Like, oh, just get over it, you stupid babies, and wish him the best. The guy's given us the greatest run in 20 years. He's everything that any of us could have ever wished for, we could have rooted for as sports fans around here, especially with that franchise post-Bledsoe, where it was like, oh, this team's just going to be like 9-7 at best and sniff one Super Bowl, and that's going to be it. And now They've won, you know, a million championships. They went to a million. The 20 years is now over. He's still got something left. Root for him, you babies.
It is an amazing insight into Boston, is that if you are part of Boston, oh, they'll defend you to the hilt. I mean, they have your back like no other. But the moment that you're out the door, forget it, you're the enemy. And I can't believe how quickly it turned on Tom Brady. He hasn't played a football game yet, and I couldn't believe how much animosity, antagonism, dismissiveness I saw from Patriots fans that just last year were telling everybody that would listen, Brady still got it. He's just got no weapons. He's got no offensive line. The Patriots are doing him dirty. And then you fast forward to April and it's the guy is toast. All he wants is attention. He's going to be bad. He stinks. Good riddance. I couldn't believe how quickly it changed.
I'm surprised at you, DA, because they've turned on you.
Exactly. But I didn't win six Super Bowls for him.
But if anyone should know, it's you. No, it's, and especially Patriots fans, it's a weird juxtaposition in that, like, they're my favorite of the four major teams. They are. And I love football and I love all that. But they're the worst. They're the worst fans. They're the worst. And it's like, oh, God, everything is a slight. Everything is they hate us because they ain't us. And it's like, oh, can you just be normal for a second, please?
And you have actually said that you travel still to go see a road game, to go see the Patriots once a year and mm-hmm. when you can, and that the worst part of going on the road is having to deal with other Patriots fans.
Oh, yeah, and the worst was, so now two seasons ago when they got waxed by Tennessee, I went down there. That was the yearly trip. I went down with a bunch of guys. We went to Nashville, and that was – it was Patriots self. And as soon – the first day, it was like, oh, God, like I'm bumping into people I went to high school with. It's like, oh, no, this is not why I do this. And swear on my mother's grave, like the second day, this kid in his 20s comes up to me, hammered, at this bar with my friends. And again, like I'm there as a fan. So, and I know I said things that piss people off, whatever. He comes up, dude, and in my face, like yelling at me about Felger and Maz, the show that I'm on, things that we've said, you're a terrible fan. Like it just reading me the riot act enough so that my friends like starting to crowd around. It's like, oh, it's on. Like this is going to happen at this dumb bar in Nashville where I'm supposed to be having a good time. Like what is happening? Thankfully, I diffused it. Like nothing happened. We actually hugged it out over a mutual hatred over Boston College of all things. And, but it was just like, but what I kept trying to express to him is like, dude, like, it's not an act what we say. Like, it's just, you know, it's an opinion thing. Like, if you're mad, that mad about it, like, you can always call, you can email. And other than that, if you're that mad and you're in my face about it, like, I don't know what to tell you. And more than anything else, I'm literally paying out of pocket to be here this weekend. So don't call me a fake fan. If you want to think that, that's one thing. But it's just not true. I'm here as a fan. I've always been a fan of this team. It's just that we differ in our opinions about everything. And I don't think that they're infallible, you know? So I don't know. That's tough to get through a lot of people's heads. I get it, especially when liquor is involved.
And just everything is a fight. Everything right. ends up as a fight in Boston, no matter what. It can't just be a disagreement. It has to be, actually, we need to throw down right now.
Right. And I, again, a lot of times, like, that's part of the charm of here. It is. But it's, you know, not everything needs to be like, we got to go outside. Like, no, no, we don't. Like, let's just have a shot and a beer and continue to yell at each other and then, you know, find something that we mutually hate. Like I said, we can hug it up. So
you can follow Jim on Twitter at Big Jim Murray for immediate lists of everything running in his head of all things low culture, which I absolutely love in his Twitter feed. Big Jim, it's awesome to have you here on the show and to kick off this series, man. Thanks so much for doing it with us today.
Thanks, DA. I really appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy, and talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.